RJ Hampshire, hey, Bam Bam and you going at it in that second one. I was almost watching that more than the other ones.
Dude, we had a battle royal bit back there. Like,
so I think, and take me through, I think he caught you, got you, and then you got him. Then you got him and kind of left him. Am I missing something?
Yeah, no. So I had a decent start or whatever, and dude, I cased the three on. I got wheel spin and cased it so bad. So I lost him a little bit, and then there was someone between me and him. I got around him, and then I caught Bam, and I passed him twice, and yeah, he gave me a good Bam Bam there. Yeah. Like I kind of knew it was coming, but I didn't expect him to kind of finish it off the way he did.
I honestly thought he could have been dirtier, though. He definitely
could have been dirtier, but I had no more room to go. Right. Like, I gave him, I kept going up, like, here, dude, and then he kept coming up. I was like, oh, no, I'm about to get bammed, and then, yeah, but overall, man, it was hectic back there. Dang, dude, I need to start. That was brutal.
Yeah, it would definitely, like, look to be, can't make up time anywhere, racing everybody hard, but, like, what are you going to do, right?
Yeah. I mean, honestly, first of all, I was making up time on a lot of the guys. Like, I actually had a good start and then got whiskey in the sand. First lap went off, and I was, like, sixth, and I went all the way back to, like, 13th. So I don't know if you've seen, but I made a lot of good passes that first moto, which I was pretty stoked on my riding. I mean, all day I was pretty happy with the way I rode. Like, I didn't expect me to be that good, to be honest with you. I mean, I qualified damn good, and then, like, I didn't really have any of the moments that everybody said I would on Supercross. Like, I didn't go into the stands or anything like that. But, yeah, I mean, it was hard to pass. So I was working so dang hard to make passes. And I wanted Coop pretty bad that second moto just for the overall. And, yeah, I didn't get him. So sixth overall in the day, though.
Split lane, I asked a question in the press conference. But everybody in qualifying, we actually had a little cool chart. And we could see which guy, where they went on their fast lap. And most everyone but Jed, I think, was inside on fast lap. And then first main event, everyone on the inside. Second main event, you guys all started going outside. So what changed? Or maybe you weren't, but I think most guys were.
So first moto, Jet went outside almost every single lap.
He was so far back, right?
So the thing was, it was like, because you can make up time there, but if there's anybody in front of you, you're just inside the next corner. So anytime I went out, I was screwed because it didn't matter how much you made up time. Like, you still weren't going to get the wheel on the inside guy. So that was... You had better luck getting a good line in the sand, and that was about the only passing spot. And I actually had a pretty good line after the finish, that left right. Like, I was making a bunch of passes there. Man, I'm just trying to be, like, super respectful. Like, I mean, I'm a new guy, so I mean, people definitely race me a lot harder right now, which I mean, you expect that. So, but yeah, I make sure to almost be a little bit nicer than what I could be making these passes right now.
You know, next year.
No, I mean, I don't know. Hopefully, if I can get off the start, I don't have to worry, or out of the gate, but yeah, I need to fix that. And it's like, I wish I knew what to do right now, but I don't. So I'm kind of like, you know, what do I do? Like, I mean, I'm riding it good because I changed kind of the power delivery, but I think it's kind of hurting me off the gate right now. So my jump was good, and then I just can't destroy.
For racing, worse for the start?
Yep. Yeah. So I might be back on that. Might go the other way, or I might just race to the paddle at Vegas next weekend, because that's what I should have done this weekend. Top three all had
no paddle.
No, I ran that off road.
Oh, the off road thing. Yeah, the 82, right?
Yeah, I like it. Like, I've been riding with it at home, but still not the paddle tire.
There's so much sand out there, man. And there's some hard stuff, I know, but
dude, I mean, yeah, top three on another level, all on a paddle tire. You would think, hey, why not you race with a paddle tire? But no, didn't work out for me. But next week in Vegas, I'm starting with a paddle, and if Tomac is on a paddle, I'm running a paddle. Yeah. I don't care.
Dude ran a paddle at Dallas, dude. So yeah, we can run paddles, I guess, now everywhere.
Yeah, exactly. If I can get off the gate, I feel like I can be around that area, and I'm on that kind of cusp right now, where I need a little bit more to get to that podium kind of battle. I can get there. We'll work on it.
Cool. Thanks, man.
Thanks.
Awesome. Thanks, RJ. Appreciate it.